watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 26th of April, 2021. You're watching American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday morning. A lot of news to talk about, a whole weekend's worth, in fact, and we will get to all of it. We'll be talking, of course, about the satanic ceremony that took place yesterday in California, the Oscars. We're just as propaganda-filled and pointless as we all expected them to be, but the hypocrisy of the liberal elites celebrating themselves, patting each other on the back, is truly a sight to behold. A lot of news about politics today. Surprisingly enough, yes, we will be talking quite a bit about what's going on in the fetid swamp of Washington, D.C., and so much of the corruption being exposed and ignored there. It'll be fun. It'll be great. It is going to be very fun. I'm going to open up the phone lines and show you some great videos. But first, I want to play this report by John Bowne. It's called Fighter Jets to Fly Over Dissent. Here it is.
California is absolutely descending into madness. According to a report from the Los Angeles Times, a California Air National Guard F-15C Strike Eagle was put on alert for a curious domestic mission last March, causing pilots to be concerned that they would be ordered to buzz over U.S. citizens. According to the report, California National Guard members awaited orders from the Sacramento headquarters to make preparations for any civil unrest that might arise from the outbreak of the coronavirus. But then came an unusual order. The Air Branch of the Guard was told to place an F-15C fighter jet on an alert status for a possible domestic mission, according to four Guard sources with direct knowledge of the matter. Those sources said the order didn't spell out the mission, but given the aircraft's limitations, they understood it to mean the plane could be deployed to terrify and disperse protesters by flying low over them at window-rattling speeds with its afterburner streaming columns of flames. Fighter jets have been used occasionally in that manner in combat zones in Iraq and Afghanistan, they said. The jet was fueled and ready to go at a moment's notice with the possibility of also intimidating George Floyd protesters and those disputing the November 3rd presidential election. The sources said the directives from Guard headquarters made their way down orally or in text messages, rather than in formal written orders, which was unusual and heightened their concerns that the jet would be used inappropriately. Major General David Baldwin, who leads the California Guard, did not respond directly to interview requests from the Los Angeles Times, but a spokesman for Baldwin, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Shiroma, denied that the F-15C was placed on an alert status for a potential response to civil disturbances. Shiroma claimed that no F-15s were contemplated, but then released a list of aircraft that he said were postured to support any potential civil unrest missions leading up to the election. It included two planes, a C-130J and an HC-130J. But the LA Times investigated other internal Guard documents that revealed that the jet had been placed on an alert status for an election week mission and that officers had discussed in March 2020 as well as during the summer about using the F-15C for domestic purposes, including to intimidate civilians. The week before the presidential election, a lieutenant colonel also sent messages to Guard members who maintain the F-15C, advising them that it must be ready to take off within 2 hours' time, beginning the day before the election. That meant a pilot and a launch crew had to be available to reach the Fresno base within 90 minutes of receiving an order to deploy the jet, according to sources. The message also... California is absolutely descending into madness. According to a report from the Los Angeles Times, a California Air National Guard F-15C Strike Eagle was put on alert for a curious domestic mission.
All right, folks, you can find and share this video. It's called Fighter Jets to Fly Over Dissent by John Bowne, band.video, Infowars.com. Share that link. We'll do the Daily Dispatch in 1 minute.
This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent. making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you have a good start to your week. It is Monday, which means we have all of the news of the weekend to cover in today's Daily Dispatch. So let's not delay, shall we? Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch for the 26th of April, 2021. Yesterday was the Oscars, the Academy Awards in Los Angeles, a true display of the hypocrisy of the liberal elite as LA's homeless were forced to relocate ahead of the Oscars ceremony. While the 93rd Academy Awards were held at the Union Station in downtown Los Angeles for the first time ever, the homeless population that usually inhabit the area were reportedly told to move ahead of the awards show. They came to us about a week ago saying we had to move by Friday at 6 p.m. because they were trying to clean up for the Oscars, a man named DJ told Fox 11. They told us if we didn't move, they're just going to demolish our stuff. Yeah, just demolish it. Just create the conditions by which the homeless population thrives in your city. But when it's time for the liberal elites to come together and have a little party for themselves, in come the stormtroopers to drive you out. And it wasn't just that aspect of the Oscars that was blaringly hypocritical. Oscar nominees and guests qualified as essential workers to attend the Academy Awards. That's right. That means they were able to ignore the very strict lockdown measures still in place in California, including mask rules. Those rules are for you, the peons, the plebeians, not the liberal elite, not the people who have to get up and tell you what a bad person you are and how your country and its history are evil. And yesterday I was on air doing the Sunday Night Live during the Oscars, and they flipped over to the Oscar channel there in the control room, and it was literally just a propaganda piece commercial for Black Lives Matter, surprising absolutely no one, because why not? Because why not? People saying, well, it's just the Oscars. Yeah, it's just the Oscars. It's just professional sports. It's just education. It's just the news media. It's just every aspect of American society controlled by totalitarian globalists being turned against the American people and used to achieve their own demise. Truly incredible. More California news here. California National Guard put a fighter jet battalion on alert in March 2020 for possible domestic mission. A domestic mission. California National Guard members say a fighter jet was put on standby for a possible domestic mission last year, raised concerns that the military could be used to disperse protesters in the early days of the coronavirus pandemic. Not just the U.S. military, a fighter jet being used against the American people. Just giving you a little idea as to where the mindset of our politicians truly is. Hey, speaking of, story from Gateway Pundit, never before seen photos reveal Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were VIP guests in Bill Clinton's White House. Never before seen images were obtained by The Sun and published for the first time on Sunday following Maxwell's sex trafficking court appearance on Friday. The chummy trio of perverts were all smiles in the images of a visit where they were personal guests of then President Clinton and toured his residence in the East Room during a reception in September 1993. Hundreds of U.S. scientists are feared compromised by China. More than 500 federally funded scientists are under investigation for being compromised by China and other foreign powers, the National Institutes of Health revealed Thursday. The NIH has contacted more than 90 institutions about more than 200 scientists they're concerned about, said said Dr. Michael S. Lauer, NIH Deputy Director for Extramural Research. But the investigation's workload is weighing down the nation's top medical research agency, and new cases are turning up constantly across the government. More on that later. Over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. Are we worried yet? That's right. A 2020 Pew Research study revealed that over half of the white liberal women have been diagnosed with a mental health condition at some point, meaning the other 50% yet to be diagnosed. Does this mean there's a correlation between progressive ideas and mental health? That's a question asked by EV Magazine. Here's the answer from InfoWars. Yes. The FBI releases documents on investigation into the death of DNC staffer Seth Rich. The FBI has produced 68 pages relating to a DNC worker who was shot dead in 2016 in Washington, including an investigative summary that appears to suggest someone could have paid for his death. So a mere 5+ years after Seth Rich gunned down in the early morning hours of July 16th, 2016, near his home in the nation's capital, and some information about the investigation into this highly suspicious death, highly related to the WikiLeaks revelations that brought down the Democratic Party. Here is one of the amazing things that occurred in this. The murder, which was unsolved to this day, fueled widespread media coverage, especially after WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange suggested Rich was the person who leaked it. Leaked information about this. Here's one of the things from this FBI report. A person whose name was redacted took Rich's laptop to his house, his personal laptop. He took Seth Rich's personal laptop to his house, and it indicates that authorities were not aware if the person deleted or changed anything on Rich's personal laptop. Conceivable that an individual or group would want to pay for his death. Is what another part of this said. Yeah, we'll get more into that as well. One of the major stories that was revealed over this weekend comes from nationalfile.com. Biden regime ignores kids in cages but does give them free copies of Kamala Harris's book. Photographs reveal that despite Vice President Harris being tasked by the Biden administration to tackle the flood of illegal immigrants on the southern border, which Joe Biden describes as a crisis, but the White House does not, she instead is giving unaccompanied minors who are living in cages copies of her children's book. Because why should you prevent hundreds of thousands of people and tens of thousands of children coming across the border when you can just indoctrinate them instead? And also make a cool couple million off the backs of the taxpayers while you're at it. Absolutely incredible revelation there. The just evil, just straight evil. Biden's catch and relief and release migrants without court dates totals more than 15,300, Texas Democrat says. The number of migrants being fast-tracked for release without any formal immigration court notices at the U.S.-Mexico border has reportedly increased by thousands since March to more than 15,300 people released into our country by the government without so much as a court date asking them to return. Okay. Much of this amnesty nonsense is being pushed by a predictable cabal. George W. Bush leads secret push for amnesty and cheap labor. Former President George W. Bush told radio host Hugh Hewitt on April 22nd that he is working with the Koch Network, that's the K-O-C-H network, to help President Joe Biden pass an amnesty and cheap labor bill through Congress. As nothing brings together the old guards of the Republicans and the Democrats, the most corrupt crony capitalists in our country, like undermining our very ability to exist as a nation and flooding our country with the cheap labor that enriches their corporations. Texas Democrat lawmaker stuns transgender sports ban hearing by saying there are six sexes. This is a Harvard-educated Texas Democrat named James Tallarico. He claimed during a hearing on transgender sports in schools that there are, in fact, six sexes. He says, quote, modern science obviously recognizes that there are more than two biological sexes. In fact, there are six, which honestly surprised me, he said. Yeah, a little surprising. Modern scientist says the sky is red, which honestly surprised me, being that I have eyes and can observe nature in its unperverted form. Apple and other retail groups are continuing to lobby Congress against the Chinese slave labor bill. Apple and several retail trade groups continued to lobby policymakers in the first quarter of this year on a bill to prohibit American firms from using Chinese forced labor, according to disclosures filed with Congress this week. Apple paid Fierce Government Relations, a Washington, D.C. firm, $90,000 to lobby the House and Senate on multiple pieces of legislation, including the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act, according to Fierce's lobbying discourse disclosure filing. Apple, one of the largest companies in the world, one of the leading organizations heading our totalitarian technocracy that's coming down on us. They will tell you how to live, but they'll also use slave labor if they can afford it, and they'll lobby your government to keep it legal. More on the other side.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we're going to continue with our daily dispatch here and try to get through all of this news from the weekend. From BusinessInsider.com, minutes before Trump departed office, a mysterious Florida company reportedly took over a slice of the Pentagon's internet space, and a big slice at that. A Florida firm took over nearly 175 million IP addresses, the Washington Post reported on Saturday. That is more than either AT&T or Comcast controls, according to the Associated Press. It's a mysterious Florida company that's said to be taken control of a substantial portion of the internet that was owned by the Pentagon. They did this only 3 minutes before President Donald Trump's official term in office ended. Since then, the company has increased its control to about 175 million IP addresses. The company was identified as Global Resource Systems LLC, headquartered in Plantation, Florida. According to Florida State Records, Global Resource Systems filed paperwork in October 2020. The paperwork is said it is incorporated in Delaware. The Department of Defense spokesperson told the AP in a statement that the government was publicizing the space to, quote, assess, evaluate, and prevent unauthorized use of DOD IP address space. Very interesting thing to have occurred there on the inauguration day. The California police brought a SWAT team to the church where Polish pastor went viral for shaming Nazi police on Easter. Of course, this was Arthur Pawlowski, who is a guest on American Journal. We'll try to get him on to discuss this event as well. He went viral when he filmed his confrontation with the police who were attempting to shut down his Easter service. Well, now apparently they have punished him. A Canadian police brought a SWAT team to harass Polish pastor Arthur Pawlowski, who went viral after boldly throwing officers out of his church on Easter. They brought him for a second time. Just like first time, Pawlowski once again stood his ground and chased officers off while screaming at them for behaving like Nazis. He has accumulated approximately 30 tickets for refusing to cease religious services, because this man is a hero and a genius, and we'll show you that video later in the program, and we're going to reach out to him and try to get him back on the show this week. MIT researchers say that you're no safer from COVID indoors at 6 feet or 60 feet in a new study challenging social distancing policies. An MIT study showed that essentially social distancing doesn't help at all. And the risk of being exposed to COVID-19 indoors is as great at 60 feet as it is at 6 feet, even when wearing a mask. According to a new study by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, researchers who challenged social distancing guidelines adopted across the world makes you wonder, where did they get that 6 foot distance? Well, I can tell you, they got it from a child, a 14-year-old's science project in 2006 put forward this idea that you could stay 6 feet apart, and it was adopted in May 2020. And here's from AIER.org, the article that explains it. In other words, it was a high school science experiment that eventually became law of the land and through a circuitous route propelled not by science, but by politics. That's right. And then it turned out to be completely pointless, nonsensical, and stupid. Perhaps that's one of the reasons that now healthcare and pharmaceuticals say that and the CDC say children can get within 3 feet of each other at summer camp. Well, isn't that a wonderful boon? Isn't that a beautiful thing that they're letting children get just out of reach of being able to reach out and touch each other? isn't this great? You can get just close enough to still have no human contact whatsoever. Absolutely strange, but thank you. Thank you so much, medical overlords, for allowing our children to be only slightly less separated from their fellows at summer camp. An Oregon high school track coach calls for the end to the mask rule after an athlete collapses. A high school track coach in Oregon says that during a competition, one of his athletes collapsed from, quote, complete oxygen debt. After nearly 2 year break from track meets, high schools in Oregon met once again to start competing, but the state added a new rule requiring students to wear masks at all times, even when competing in sports. The biggest problem that this coach had with it is that one of his runners came in the 800 meter race when and collapsed. Her name's Maggie Williams. She collapsed on the track just meters short of the finish line, even as she was on the verge of achieving a school record. Yeah, now he says, I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned with the mask rule. Now that we have students passing out before they've even completed a race, maybe it's time to rethink this absolute baseless insanity. America First activists are going to hold a rally in support of Florida's legislation against big tech censorship. Prominent America First commentators and activists will be rallying in support of Florida's legislation against big tech censorship this coming week. Nick Fuentes, host of the live-streamed commentary show America First, announced the rally on Twitter Friday morning. He billed the event as a press conference with him and Laura Loomer as two of the main speakers. Then on Friday evening, Fuentes announced Michelle Malkin, Vince James, and Lauren Witzke as the additional speakers. The rally is scheduled to start at 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday, April 27th in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And frankly insulted I didn't get an invite, fellas. I'd love to be there. That sounds like a hell of a time. And a great cause as well. MI6 is, quote, green spying on China and other nations to ensure they keep their climate change promises, agency chief reveals. The British agents are monitoring the world's largest polluters, particularly China, to ensure that they're honoring the international commitments regarding the environment. International climate police. That's what we need. The DOJ is exploring a, quote, legal theory that could take down the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, according to an ex-FBI official. In fact, they say, this guy says that the scale and magnitude of the January 6th investigation makes the 9/11 investigation pale in comparison. It completely dwarfs the 9/11 investigation as they are going after everybody and anybody even vaguely related to people who were there on January 6th. And he reveals their true intention. As he says, we're going to see charges will move from things like trespass and assault all the way up to conspiracy. And we're seeing more of that and even possibly sedition and even possibly an enterprise theory of approach, which is under consideration to take down and dismantle groups like the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. So what they call a legal theory is, in fact, completely changing and altering and abusing the law in order to dismantle patriot groups. More about that later in the program. Black-owned businesses in the George Floyd Square Autonomous Zone struggle as crime skyrockets. They're basically completely shuttered, and 75% of their businesses have closed around George Floyd Square because apparently bringing Black Lives Matter to your neighborhood, not great for business. Just not great. Some good news here as Arizona is carrying out the long-awaited audit of their election. The November 2020 presidential election is being reviewed with a fine-tooth comb, or as the New York Times puts it, half a year after Trump's defeat, Arizona Republicans are recounting the vote. Again, we'll dissect this article in a little bit. CNN reports it as Arizona Republicans begin reviewing 2020 ballots in an effort to undermine the results. Because remember, this was a totally legitimate and not at all corrupt election. But if you audit it, you're undermining the results. Curious, isn't it? Meanwhile, big tech and Democrats are doing everything they can to prevent that, including launching baseless suit after baseless suit. Each one is getting knocked down. We'll get more into this later in the program. It's big tech as well as PayPal suspends donations to volunteer rangers providing armed security during the Arizona audit. Oh, you want to question our government? You can't make money then.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com, CalifornianAnimals.com and follow that link. You get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now. Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, and there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit, what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The American Journal. Still a lot of stuff to talk about in today's program. Big show ahead of us here, and we'll be taking your calls throughout. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal to tell us what you think about everything going on in the news today. And again, we'll get into some of these stories from the Daily Dispatch, as well as some other more in-depth situations that we'll deal with later in the program. And a lot of great videos to show you as well. There's a new video from the New York Times that... truly shocking, truly just mind-boggling about Anthony Fauci, deifying him, treating him as a saint. And it's as cringy and strange as you would expect. I also have a really great video to show you in the next segment that you may have seen if you were watching InfoWars Live last night. I played about 9 minutes of it. I'm going to play it again because it's just that important. It's just that powerful. And likely I will be referencing it throughout today's program. So you'll need to know what the heck I'm talking about. And again, it will really illuminate a lot of what's going on. It's called The Manufacturing of Mass Psychosis. Can Sanity Return to an Insane World? That will be coming up in the very next segment. For now, let me give you a little bit of insight here. Let me pull the curtain back and reveal the wizard standing behind. Let me explain exactly how things work here at InfoWars, okay? Because it's not that complicated. Other places, it may be a little bit more complicated. I'm not sure. I don't know how that works. I know how InfoWars works. And it goes like this. Alex Jones goes to the manufacturers and bottlers of the highest quality all-natural supplements that are already on shelves in stores across the nation. He makes a deal with them to get, again, just the highest quality and finest product available, private label it, puts it on InfoWarsStore.com. You, the InfoWarriors out there, go there, you read the information, you find out what all of these vitamins and minerals are capable of, which ones will benefit your life. You make an order. The warehouse, as soon as it gets the order, starts buzzing. They're packaging up your pills. They're throwing in a couple extra bumper stickers just in case you wanted that and forgot to order it. They ship it off to you. It arrives at your home. Your life is improved, and any profit above and beyond what the cost of the supplement is goes directly into the crew, the equipment, the travel expenses, the servers, the ability to broadcast all of this. And meanwhile, without having to deal with any of the backroom business situation, myself, Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, and of course the crew get to spend all day, every day scouring the news, the alternative news, and the mainstream news to attempt to bring to you the truth of what's happening in the world. That's it. That's the entire system. You go to InfoWars Store, you buy a great product, you get InfoWars free of charge, broadcasting live on band.video, InfoWars.com. You get the true solution to the problem that we face, which is, of course, totalitarianism. And we'll show that video in the next segment. But I hope you do support us because, again, there's nothing complicated about what we do here. There's nothing hidden, secret. There's no big scheme of ours except to attempt in some way to reveal the lies and shake awake the rest of Americans of America to the reality of the fact that they are under a concerted effort to be folded into a totalitarian technocratic regime of global significance, of global size, of completeness. And this is the insane thing, is that before in history, we have seen the unimaginable destruction wrought by totalitarian regimes, whether it's Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or Communist China, for that matter, anywhere in between. We've seen the unending hurricanes of death that have been unleashed on this world when totalitarian ideals, and in particular communist mindsets, take control of the reins of power. And yet, in history, every one of those times, it has been a singular country, a singular group of people in a world more or less adverse to that totalitarian ideal and working against it. And they go to war to prevent that totalitarianism from spreading like a plague and causing even more destruction than it already has. Well, that's not the case anymore, is it? Now, which country is going to stand up against this? Can you name to me a nation or a people that is antithetical with any sort of power at all on the world stage, antithetical to the totalitarian mindset being imposed on the world at large right now? I can't think of a single one. Soviet Union lasted for 80 years when it was arrayed against the most powerful force of freedom the world's ever devised, to the American people, the United States. Two superpowers going head to head, and communism, as decrepit and decayed and poorly working its machinations were, still survived for 80 years. who's standing up for us now? Who is going to unseat the rulers if they're able to solidify their grip on the world? Nobody. That's why it's up to you. It's up to us again. Just because a cabal of illegitimate leaders in Washington, D.C. have determined that it's in your best interest for you to lose everything and for them to keep for themselves the privileges of privacy and ownership, that doesn't mean the rest of us have to go along with it. Doesn't mean we have to be party to their nefarious schemes. In fact, it is our obligation to stand up against them. It is our right and duty as Americans to overthrow the tyrants. And that's a dangerous thing to understand at this point in time. So I hope that you help us do so by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You know, I have these videos. The problem with today is that all these videos are so good, but they're so long. And I got to play the whole thing so we actually can get an idea of what's going on here. I want to play a quick video here just because I don't have too much to add to it. But he is he's been a guest on this program. He's known as the Actual Justice Warrior on YouTube, and he has an absolutely fantastic channel there where he goes through some of the big news stories for the day, specifically the crime stories. And he brings his expertise to these situations to figure out what the truth is in a very unbiased way. Well, recently he was in a debate about crime and poverty, and he had this great, great response. It's clip number 4. Here's Actual Justice Warrior giving his opinion on poverty and crime.
I agree with him that I think you have the causation backwards. Again, crime drives poverty. It's not the other way around. And I think an example like might be able to better serve this. So like Walmart, everybody knows what it is. Walmart operates on a 1-3% profit margin on the volume that they sell. If your shoplifting in a certain area is above 1-3% of inventory, it's slightly higher than other areas, then you're not going to get a Walmart in your area, and you're going to see more Dollar Generals in there. And Walmarts do employ a bunch of people. They're not the best jobs, but other major retailers have these same issues. So when people talk about how, like, there's not enough grocery stores in these, in certain areas, like, this is a reason for that, because these grocery stores' profit margins cannot support being in these areas. So then these people end up with these little corner stores, and like a big problem in these communities is they feel like the corner stores are upcharging them because the prices are higher in these corner stores. And there's like a bunch of reasons, because they don't move stuff at high enough volume, et cetera, et cetera. But what people don't realize is that the prices are higher in these little corner stores in these neighborhoods, but the equivalent corner store in other neighborhoods is actually more profitable. They're making less money than you think, even though they're charging you more, because their insurance is higher, because if there's more crime, then, you know, it's more difficult to insure the property. Rioting does not fix that. Like, even if insurance rebuilds your thing, like, good luck on your premiums, you know, for the next forever. The Detroit riots had horrible impacts on the city of Detroit that we still feel to this day.
Well, what you're
so
talking
crime
about
is driving the poverty. It's not the other way around. Like, well, you have to have the police in there to drop that crime rate, because why would I want to invest my money in an area where my goods and services are not being protected?
Everybody believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is, it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again, because you're so conditioned only buy under super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, you were watching Sunday Night Live last night on InfoWars.com and Vandive Video. You already saw this video that I'm about to play. But even so, I hope that you enjoy watching. I've watched it like four times since I found it yesterday. It's an absolutely fantastic video. It's called The Manufacturing of Mass Psychosis, Can Sanity Return to an Insane World, by the Academy of Ideas on YouTube. It's not specifically political, and it's not explicitly about what's going on today, but you'll see as you watch this video how all of the prerequisites for the institution of a totalitarian takeover are being pushed and are already taking place in countries around the world. We'll play this video and then go to your phone call. So stay on the line, Craig in Washington, Matt from New York, and all the others who called in, because we will get to you very shortly. But first, here it is. The manufacturing of a mass psychosis. Can sanity return to an insane world?
Diseases of the body can spread through a population and reach epidemic proportions. But so too can diseases of the mind. And of these epidemics of the latter variety, the mass psychosis is the most dangerous. During a mass psychosis, madness becomes the norm in a society, and delusionary beliefs spread like a contagion. But as delusions can take many forms, and as madness can manifest in countless ways, the specific manner in which a mass psychosis unfolds will differ based on the historical and cultural context of the infected society. In the past, mass psychoses have led to witch hunts, genocides, and even dancing manias. But in the modern era, it is the mass psychosis of totalitarianism that is the greatest threat. Totalitarianism, writes Arthur Verslewis, is the modern phenomenon of total centralized state power, coupled with the obliteration of individual human rights. In the totalized state, there are those in power, and there are the objectified masses, the victims. In a totalitarian society, the population is divided into two groups, the rulers and the ruled, and both groups undergo a pathological transformation. The rulers are elevated to an almost godlike status, which is diametrically opposed to our nature as imperfect beings who are easily corrupted by power. The masses, on the other hand, are transformed into the dependent subjects of these pathological rulers and take on a psychologically regressed and childlike status. Hannah Arendt, one of the 20th century's preeminent scholars of this form of rule, called totalitarianism an attempted transformation of human nature itself. But this attempted transformation only turns sound minds into sick minds, for as the Dutch medical doctor who studied the mental effects of living under totalitarianism wrote, "There is in fact much that is comparable between the strange reactions of the citizens of totalitarianism and their culture as a whole, on the one hand, and the reactions of the sick schizophrenic on the other." The social transformation that unfolds under totalitarianism is built upon and sustained by delusions. For only deluded men and women regress to the childlike status of obedient and submissive subjects and hand over complete control of their lives to politicians and bureaucrats. Only a deluded ruling class will believe that they possess the knowledge, wisdom, and acumen to completely control society in a top-down manner. And only when under the spell of delusions would anyone believe that a society composed of power-hungry rulers, on the one hand, and a psychologically regressed population, on the other, will lead to anything other than mass suffering and social ruin. But what triggers the psychosis of totalitarianism? As was explored in the previous video of this series, the mass psychosis of totalitarianism begins in a society's ruling class. The individuals that make up this class, be it politicians, bureaucrats, or crony capitalists, are very prone to delusions that augment their power, and no delusion is more attractive to the power-hungry than the delusion that they can and should control and dominate a society. When a ruling elite becomes possessed by a political ideology of this sort, be it communism, fascism, or technocracy, the next step is to induce a population into accepting their rule by infecting them with the mass psychosis of totalitarianism. This psychosis has been induced many times throughout history, and as Mirlu explains, it is simply a question of reorganizing and manipulating collective feelings in the proper way. The general method by which the members of a ruling elite can accomplish this end is called menticide, with the etymology of this word being a killing of the mind, and as Mirlu further explains, menticide is an old crime against the human mind and spirit, but systematized anew. It is an organized system of psychological intervention and judicial perversion through which a ruling class can imprint their own opportunistic thoughts upon the minds of those they plan to use and destroy. Priming a population for the crime of menticide begins with the sowing of fear. For as was explored in the first video of this series, when an individual is flooded with negative emotions such as fear or anxiety, he or she is very susceptible to a descent into the delusions of madness. Threats, real, imagined, or fabricated, can be used to sow fear, but a particularly effective technique is to use waves of terror. Under this technique, the sowing of fear is staggered with periods of calm, but each of these periods of calm is followed by the manufacturing of an even more intense spell of fear, and on, the process goes. Or as Mirlu writes, each wave of terrorizing creates its effects more easily after a breathing spell than the one that preceded it, because people are still disturbed by their previous experience. Morality becomes lower and lower, and the psychological effects of each new propaganda campaign become stronger. It reaches a public already softened up. While fear primes a population for menticide, the use of propaganda to spread misinformation and to promote confusion with respect to the source of the threats and the nature of the crisis helps to break down the minds of the masses. Government officials and their lackeys in the media can use contradictory reports, nonsensical information, and even blatant lies as the more they confuse, the less capable will a population be to cope with the crisis and diminish their fear in a rational and adaptive manner. Confusion, in other words, heightens the susceptibility of a descent into the delusions of totalitarianism. Or as Mirlu explains, logic can be met with logic, while illogic cannot. It confuses those who think straight. The big lie and monotonously repeated nonsense have more emotional appeal than logic and reason. While the people are still searching for a reasonable counterargument to the first lie, the totalitarians can assault them with another. Never before in history have such effective means existed to manipulate a society into the psychosis of totalitarianism. Smartphones and social media, television and the internet, all in conjunction with algorithms that quickly censor the flow of unwanted information, allow those in power to easily assault the minds of the masses. What is more, the addictive nature of these technologies means that many people voluntarily subject themselves to the ruling elite's propaganda with a remarkable frequency. Modern technology, explains Mirlu, teaches man to take for granted the world he is looking at. He takes no time to retreat and reflect. Technology lures him on, dropping him into its wheels and movements. No rest, no meditation, no reflection, no conversation. The senses are continually overloaded with stimuli. Man doesn't learn to question his world anymore. The screen offers him answers, ready-made. But there is a further step the would-be totalitarian rulers can take to increase the chance of a totalitarian psychosis. And this is to isolate the victims and to disrupt normal social interactions. When alone and lacking normal interactions with friends, family, and co-workers, an individual becomes far more susceptible to delusions for several reasons. Firstly, they lose contact with the corrective force of the positive example, for not everyone is tricked by the machinations of the ruling elite, and the individuals who see through the propaganda can help free others from the menticidal assault. If, however, isolation is enforced, the power of these positive examples greatly diminishes. But another reason that isolation increases the efficacy of menticide is because, like many other species, human beings are more easily conditioned into new patterns of thought and behavior when isolated. Or as Mirlu explains with regards to the physiologist Ivan Pavlov's work on behavioral conditioning, Pavlov made another significant discovery. The conditioned reflex could be developed most easily in a quiet laboratory with a minimum of disturbing stimuli. Every trainer of animals knows this from his own experience. Isolation and the patient repetition of stimuli are required to tame wild animals. The totalitarians have followed this rule. They know that they can condition their political victims most quickly if they are kept in isolation.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible, folks. Totalitarianism is on the march and every prerequisite is being fulfilled. When we come back, we'll go straight to calls, including Trey in North Carolina, who has a comment about this series. Stay with us, folks.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension, so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour has begun here on American Journal, Infowars.com, and band.video. Let's go directly out to your phone calls. We just watched a video entitled The Manufacturing of Mass Psychosis: Can Sanity Return to an Insane World? We played about half of that video, and I highly suggest you go find that video on YouTube, The Manufacturing of a Mass Psychosis, and watch the rest of it and share that video and get into it. And it's only one of a series of videos. And we have on the line Trey from North Carolina, who has seen this series and has some comments about it. Thanks for calling in, Trey. You are on the air. Trey in North Carolina?
Yes.
Howdy.
Good morning, Harris. How you doing this morning, bud?
Pretty good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Well, pretty much with the series, I think it just ties into exactly what you were saying, what's going on right now as far as the mind control that they've been putting people under by the very beginning of this pandemic, if you want to call it, by promoting the fear,
right.
telling people that 2 million people were going to die, 500,000 over in the UK, and they've isolated everyone and pretty much have everyone in a cult-like psychosis state where they don't even know right from right and wrong from wrong anymore. Like you were saying, up and down are not the same.
Right.
And people haven't been able to grip the reality that America can be under attack.
Right.
They seem to forget that history can repeat itself. They forget about Nazi Germany. They forget about the Mao dynasty. They forget about Stalin. They forget about all these things as though America is so strong. And it frustrates me because America is under attack from so many different ways as far as with all the different ideologies, the race war that's going on. Pretty much they're really using the Karl Marx system at its finest right now.
Yeah, and it's amazing, isn't it? Every like necessary thing for a totalitarianism to come about is being implemented. And it's like, do people think this is an accident? Like, do you think it's just a coincidence that everything being pushed, you know, because of COVID or because of, you know, January 6th and the political situation, that it all falls perfectly in line with the totalitarian playbook? Like, they see that that's happening, but they think it's a good thing. They think it's an accident. They don't understand that this is like being purposefully put out there and purposefully implemented for this exact reason. I mean, it's not a coincidence, right, Trey? I mean, this is on purpose. Like, why can't people see that?
To me, I definitely agree with you. That is definitely on purpose, just with the power that, quote unquote, that be who wants to dictate the life that we're supposed to live. They think it's a, I want to say they think it's really that it's a game. And then, like the piece was saying, so many people are entrapped and stuck in their smart devices.
Yeah.
And that's what having everyone, that's part of the psychosis trap. I mean, but that goes all the way back to DARPA saying that they want to make sure everyone has the computer in their hand.
Right.
I mean, this plan has been in the making for at least 100 years.
Yeah.
But people don't want to come to the realization of it because they're fearful, and people don't want to embattle that fear. So people are so quick to compromise their freedom, which is something that you should never compromise.
Right.
You're born with it, and when someone tries to take your freedom, that's when you have to act to make sure that you keep it. Civil disobedience is the greatest thing that we can do. That's actually another video that they have on the Academy of Ideas.
About civil disobedience, yeah.
That I recommend people watch as well. I mean, that's what all of us really need to do right now is just stop complying. No masks, no lockdowns, no social distancing. Give someone a hug, smile at somebody, be a human again. Because I know Alex says it a lot and it sounds far-fetched to people. This does seem like an alien invasion. As soon as you're talking about taking carbon away, our life force, something is wrong.
Such a good point. Something is seriously wrong. An alien invasion, the robot takeover. I mean, it's anti-human. I love that, Trey. I think we need what Trey just said on a T-shirt. Be human again. It's as simple as that. Can we just please be human again?
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. Is Trey still on the line? Trey, are you still on the line there?
Yeah, I'm still here, brother.
All right, cool. We got a lot more calls to get to, so you know we'll try to make this short, but I wanted to bring you back on just because what you said in that last segment is so true, and maybe you can expand on it. The fact that America is under attack, you know, I think our number one job here at InfoWars or just as Americans in general is to like try to convince the average American that they're under attack. And that's been the job for InfoWars for a long time. But it was kind of understandable, you know, 10 years ago that you tell Americans, hey, you're under attack. And they're like, what? Why? I mean, everything's going fine with me. And yeah, the economy's not great, but everything's, you know, everything was hidden. It was under the veil of legitimacy. Now it's just like the veil's off. The mask is off. They're just going like full bore lockdown, takeover, totalitarianism. So it's obvious now. There should be no question. But how do we do this, Trey? Do you have any idea how we convince regular Americans that they're under attack? And it's like asking somebody, it's like somebody's being punched in the face and you're like, how do I convince that guy that he's being attacked right now? It's like if being punched in the face isn't enough to let him know, then maybe we can't wake these people. But is there any way, Trey, that we can try to wake American people up? Because I think the way that you phrased it was so good.
To be honest, Harrison, that's probably the best analogy that I've heard is that we're getting punched in the face right now. And the sad thing is we don't realize it because of all of the distractions that they give us. But the prime one is the race war. That's what has everybody embodied right now and so angry. And these people are fueling and getting all this energy off of the fear and the emotion of the people.
Right.
What people need to realize is that, I mean, what people don't understand is how they're not talking about what's going on in China. They're not talking about what's going on in Iran. They're not talking about what's going on in the Ukraine. They keep this veil of race on us to keep us hidden. Yeah. So we don't know what's going on around the world. That we're under a full-fledged attack right now. We are under attack. There's no denying it. There's no hiding it. Alex has said it best. Just look at Endgame. I watched Endgame this weekend for the second time, really dived into it. I mean, it talks about everything now. I just recommend everybody just watch that and pray.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing you can do right now is to make sure that you pray and that you just stay focused right now because they want to attack your mind.
Yeah.
And that's the greatest tool that you have and you must. Oh, my kids are trying to break in on me. That's the greatest thing. Congratulations to you too, Harris. I have a 1- and a 3-year-old. So
congratulations to you.
Yeah, matter of fact, I can let you hear him real quick. Yeah, hear him.
Okay. Oh, I hear him. All right, all right. We'll let you go.
I'm gonna go ahead and go. Vitamin, mineral forest, lung cleanse, the D3, man, get it, everybody. I appreciate you, Harrison. I'll talk to y'all soon, man.
God all right, fantastic. Thank you so much, Trey. All right, Trey's got to go take care of his kids. Good stuff, man. Really amazing stuff. Some, you know, people get it. And it's like banging your head against the wall. And you know, the thing I always said about Alex Jones was, you know, when he's out there sort of being bombastic, being loud, I mean, it makes people uncomfortable. But what he's yelling is the bombs are falling. We are under attack. So while it may seem crazy, this guy's running around, you know, flailing his arms going, we're under attack. It's like, yeah, but what if you could hear the bombs? What if you could see them careening towards your village about to explode and obliterate all of you? Wouldn't you also be running around screaming? Isn't that the correct response, actually, if you're under the threat that Alex Jones is talking about? And now that the bombs are falling around us and dropping and exploding, everybody's going, there were bombs falling this whole time. Oh, we were under attack this entire time. Who knew? Why didn't anybody tell us? So that's sort of the situation. I used to say, you know, if you don't like Alex Jones, you have to recognize the bombs are falling, and being outrageous, being loud, being angry about that is the correct response. Is absolutely the correct response. The fury and anger and energy that comes out when you understand the threat that you're truly under. It is absolutely appropriate and actually necessary. And now the bombs are falling. People still don't get it. Their houses are being blown up and they're like, that Alex Jones guy says bombs are falling. Just like, and they still don't understand. So, all right, but we'll keep trying. We'll keep pushing out the message. We'll keep trying to awaken them. And once they're awake, let them know, yeah, the bombs are falling, but we've got a bomb shelter. It's called Liberty. We have a shield, a magnificent iron dome protecting us from the bombardment. And it's called activism. It's called human engagement. It's called the freeing of the human mind from all forms of tyranny over the minds of man. It's called the First Amendment. It's called the Second Amendment. It's just that we've allowed these bulwarks to be undermined. You know where that term comes from, right? Undermining a wall of a castle, undermining defenses. You literally mine under them to disrupt the foundation and collapse a wall so you can then get in. That's what's happened with our bulwarks. Every aspect of the facade that protects our liberties has been dismantled for a long time. So now the attack happens. Once the wall is down, the troops invade. That's how war works. Information war and regular old-fashioned war. So I'm so glad that that people out there realize that, and that I pray for discernment on behalf of everybody else out there that doesn't seem to recognize what's happening. Let's go now to Craig in Washington, who has a comment about vaccines. Thanks so much for calling in. Craig, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning.
I've wanted to bring up a real interesting character, Rudolf Steiner, I'll start off with this quote. This is from, I think, 1917 or 1920, so over 100 years ago. So, regarding vaccine, this is the quote. "I have told you that the spirits of darkness are going to inspire their human host, in whom they will be dwelling, to find a vaccine that will drive all inclination towards spirituality out of people's souls when they are very young. And this will happen in a roundabout way through the living body. Today's bodies are vaccinated against one thing and another. In the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance which it will certainly be possible to produce, and this will make them immune so that they do not develop foolish inclinations connected with spiritual life." Foolish here, of course, in the eyes of the materialist. So,
wow.
Quite a quote for 100 years ago, you know?
Prescient, isn't it?
And, And Steiner, just the real quick view on it. So he believes, the devil's coming. He calls him Ahriman. And this is that he's coming. There's no way we can stop it. He's also a believer in Christ. So, but he says to prepare the devil/Ahriman, how he's going to prepare for his coming. He wants us to lose our spirituality. He's going to distract us through technology. He is going to push us towards materialism. He's going to make us he's going to have us think in economic terms. So everything, if it doesn't put food on the table, it's not important.
Right.
So these are the things that is going to happen to us. And so when he does come, we are prepared. You know, we're prepared. And the goal is his goal is to keep us from our spiritual evolution. So that's the quick. I encourage everybody to take a look at Rudolf Steiner. He developed the Waldorf schools, biodynamic farming. Just a really interesting fella. And he's got many quotes on vaccines as well.
Well, that's fantastic. I'll definitely have to look into him. I'm ashamed to say I haven't heard of him before. I mean, clearly he knew exactly what was going on, and it reminds me, of course, of nothing more than the interview with Aldous Huxley. I bring it up all the time. I really need to play it more often on this show. Aldous Huxley and Mike Wallace, I believe, when they're discussing the technological advancements in the 1950s, saying exactly the same thing, saying, you know, there will be either implants in the brain that will activate dopamine receptors to make you happy, even when you're doing something that should not make you happy, as well as chemical lobotomization, essentially, to eliminate that spiritual aspect of people's minds. And then, of course, you have the fundamental vaccine that goes viral every once in a while, the fun vax,
yep,
they call it. And of
yep,
course, you have the article saying that, you know, you can use magnets to weaken faith in God by disabling parts of the human brain. That's a headline that's gone around. Vice News and others have said we should put lithium in the water because it stops suicide. That's another form of chemical lobotomizing the entire population. So amazing that in the 1950s they knew this was coming, and then as early as the 1910s and 20s they knew this was happening, because it is a spiritual war, and I really think that highlights it. Rudolf Steiner, I'm going to look into him. Thanks for the call, Craig. We'll be right back with American Journal. Stay with us, folks.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today, and thanks to your support, we're still on air at Infowars.com and Band on Video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been nearly 5 years since DNC staffer Seth Rich was gunned down on the streets of Washington, D.C. in an upscale neighborhood in what appeared to all who looked at it unbiasedly like a highly suspicious and perhaps targeted killing. Since that time, questions about his death have been swirling in the alternative news media, while the mainstream media mocks such questions, denigrates them, and claims they are some sort of wild-eyed conspiracy theory. Well, now the FBI has actually released documents on the investigation into DNC staffer Seth Rich and his murder. The story is at InfoWars.com. The FBI has produced 68 pages relating to a Democratic National Committee worker who was shot dead in 2016 in Washington, including an investigative summary that appears to suggest somebody could have paid for his death. The newly released files show top Department of Justice officials met in 2018 and discussed Rich's murder, which is interesting. They reviewed Rich's financial records and did not identify any unusual deposits or withdrawals. A person who was whose name was redacted took Seth Rich's personal laptop to his house, and according to one of the newly released documents, authorities are not aware if the person deleted or changed anything on Rich's personal laptop. Who that person is, again, has been redacted from these documents. The FBI came into possession of Rich's work laptop, the Bureau previously revealed. On another page, this report said that, quote, given redacted, it is conceivable that an individual or group would want to pay for his death. That doesn't sound like a random street robbery, says Ty Clevenger, a lawyer. Law enforcement officials have suggested Rich was the victim of an attempted robbery, according to news reports, although none of his belongings were stolen. At all. He had on him cell phones and wallets and all sorts of stuff that a thief could have made off with after having gunned down Seth Rich in the middle of the night with no one looking on. But they left him all there. They said they have no evidence. No evidence links the shooting to Rich's employment by the Democratic National Committee. The files were released this week in a lawsuit filed on behalf of Texas resident Brian Huddleston. Huddleston sued the FBI after it told him it would take 8 to 10 months in June 2020 to respond to his Freedom of Information Act request. Huddleston asked the FBI to produce all data, documents, records, or communication that referenced Seth Rich or his brother Aaron Rich. A federal judge earlier this year ordered the FBI to produce documents concerning Rich by April 23rd. The FBI identified 576 relevant documents, but only produced 68 of them to Huddleston. The documents show that some reporting on Rich's death was wrong, such as ABC's news report that claimed the FBI was not involved in investigating the murder. The documents were largely redacted, but the information that did get through, quote, shows that their whole narrative is falling apart, says the lawyer for Mr. Huddleston. He says, quote, it's a step in the right direction. The attorney plans to ask a U.S. judge to produce unredacted copies for his perusal. The judge could rule that some of the redactions were improper. U.S. Attorney Andrea Parker, who's representing the FBI, told the judge in court filing this week that the Bureau can only process 500 pages per month for each Freedom of Information Act request. She asked the court to give the Bureau additional time to produce all of the relevant records. Now, the FBI, ladies and gentlemen, is where investigations go to die. They're far too busy tracking down pregnant single mothers to throw into prison for walking through the Capitol. That's what their priority is. So 5 years on, and we get 68 out of 576 pages. It must be great to be the FBI, isn't it? You get a court order demanding that you release information about your investigation, and you release, like, you know, one page where everything is redacted except the letters F and U, and you're just like, what are you going to do about it? We're the secret police. We're the federal secret police. We investigate anything. Our reach is boundless. We're able to violate any and all former codes of habeas corpus and whatever else because of the NDAA. And we treat people that we investigate not as criminals with all the rights of an American citizen still intact, but rather as enemy combatants on the field of war. And they'll be treated as such. So that's the FBI. They have released some documents that have revealed some tantalizing information about the Seth Rich murder. Most importantly, the fact that his laptop was taken to somebody's house who may or may not have deleted things from that laptop. They don't know, they say. It's not like you can forensically investigate a laptop, right? It's just the FBI. It's not like they have advanced technology. No, of course not. They're as confused and bumbling as the rest of the government. So someone did take his laptop, and then they also suggest that it is conceivable that an individual or group would want to pay for his death. Why is that conceivable? Oh, well, that reason is redacted. Given that redacted, somebody may have wanted to pay for his death. Interesting. Wonder what is under that redaction. Perhaps we'll find out one day. Speaking of the insanity of the FBI, January 6th, and the domestic white nationalist terror supremacist anti-Semitic insurrection coup, we have 10 Stacks from Kansas. Thanks for calling in, 10 Stacks. You're on the air, sir. Or ma'am.
Hey, Harrison.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Glad to talk to you. This is my first time talking to you. I've been a InfoWarrior for about 20 years now.
Fantastic.
Listen to you, listen to Alex, listen to Owen. You are incredible. In my opinion, with just a little more work, you'll be the next Rush Limbaugh. I'm serious.
Ooh.
I love the way you articulate, the way you think things through. Owen and Alex, they're like mad bulls just ready to fight. And I know you are as well, but I like how you can break things down a little bit more than the other two hosts. But
well, thank you. Yeah, we all have a different style. I'm very honored and humbled by that. Rush Limbaugh has some big shoes to fill. Well, we only got about 2 minutes, and I'd love to hear your comments,
gotcha.
Sir.
Gotcha. So January 6th was a big threat to the globalists, right?
Oh, yeah.
And obviously we all saw what happened. So there's a new movement going on, which I haven't seen you guys cover on InfoWars ever. It's the Wall Street Silver Movement, and a spinoff from Wall Street Bets. And so there's a big movement May 1st to buy silver, a bunch of institutional buyers, everything, trying to take down the crony banksters. So I feel, and there's a couple other YouTubers with 50,000 subscribers that kind of go on to this same point, that when if we're successful in our movement May 1st in buying silver, 100 ounces a person, then the CFTC, the Commodities Futures and Trading Commission, will come after us for simply buying silver, just like they did Grandma and the pregnant mom for walking through the Capitol. Have you heard anything about the movement Wall Street Silver or anything like that?
I haven't, but I'm intrigued. It's making me think I need to snap up some silver right now before you guys make the price skyrocket. I can't be behind this trend again.
Well, the banksters they've smashed it down. They announced the raids on Wall Street Silver.
Wow.
And every time the banksters smash the price down for us, we can just buy more.
That's awesome, man. I love that. Yeah, I'll definitely look into that, and I definitely support it. You know, as much as I love, like, the Wall Street Bet stuff and the GameStop stuff, I don't understand Wall Street. I don't understand stocks. It's black magic witchcraft as far as I'm concerned, so I stay away from it. I understand silver. I give you money, you give me precious metal. That is simple and easy to understand. And so I think that's great. That's something I'll actually be involved in. I don't mess with the occult machinations of stocks, but I will buy silver. Thanks for the call, Tim.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buying under super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're about halfway through today's program. Time flies when you're having fun, and what could be more fun than fighting the globalists? in this righteous war for the fate of humanity. I'm so glad you are with us this morning on American Journal. A lot of calls to get to. We'll try to get through some of them rather quickly. Still to go in today's program, bring you a video by the New York Times of the Fauci Awards and the most cringe-inducing and yet revelatory expose of the mindset of these sycophantic psychopaths that we have running things. Very excited to bring that to you. We'll show you the video from Arthur Pawlowski, the guest of American Journal, the heroic pastor in Canada who once again had to fight off the jackbooted Nazis at his church door trying to shut him down. We'll show you that video as well as this same thing occurring in as far away as Ireland. And even more stuff. And of course, major stories to get to today as we continue through our diatribe, as we continue through this this stroll through the insane world that we live in now. But first we go out to your phone calls. Let's go to Drew in California. I was talking about the difference between the way that citizens are treated versus illegal immigrants. Thanks so much for calling in. Drew, you're on the air. Drew in California? Too slow, Drew. We're moving on to Douglas in California. Fellow Californian wants to start a worldwide campaign with a simple mantra. Thanks for calling in, Douglas. You're on the air.
Good day, Harrison. Loud and proud in California.
Hello.
Yeah, I posted a sign out in front of my house, and I've been posting on social media simply, no.
Just
and
say no.
I can argue minutiae for hours with folks, but I've come to understand the energy of no and how it can just shock people when
yeah.
they're told no. I don't know if InfoWars wants to do hats, T-shirts, stickers, whatever to spread it. But in regard to your film you had earlier, I noticed something I've been saying for years. Insanity is a communicable disease.
Right. Yeah.
And in my declaration of no, if I may, I realize that these things are modern seeds in the fields of Nuremberg. They're trying to grow it again.
Mm. Well, and of course, you know, the idea of mandated vaccines is in and of itself a violation of the Nuremberg Code that was instituted after World War II to prevent some of the most extreme atrocities of totalitarian states. I think that's great. Just say no. I mean, heck, we can just get old, anti-drug T-shirts from the thrift store. Just say no. We can reappropriate that. You know, it reminds me of an article that was in Esquire when I was in like middle school. I remember sitting at a car place waiting for my mom's car to be fixed and reading an Esquire magazine. The article was called The Power of No. And it was a guy who basically was chronicling his journey as he attempted to just use the word no more often. He found himself as a pushover way too much. He found himself saying yes to things he didn't actually want to do. And when he said no, he would always try to quantify, to always say, no, thank you, but, you know, I'm sorry, but I blah, 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 blah. He said, you know what? For the next week, for the next month, I'm just going to say no. I'm not going to give them a reason. I'm not going to give them an excuse. If someone asks me something and the answer is no, I'm going to say no. And it's as simple as that. And I think that's sort of what you're pointing out a lot. And I even talk about that, you know, with the masks, because I get mad. You know, Ted Cruz had a thing where he clapped back at the media. You know, they were asking him why he wasn't wearing a mask. And he was like, you can leave then. And it was great. But he still like kind of had to justify why he wasn't wearing a mask. He felt like he needed to frame it in a way that would appease the people that he's talking to. And I always say, like, when someone tells you to wear a mask, just be like, nah. No.
Yes.
Right.
We can form unity and no.
Right. And then you put the emphasis on the other person. It's like, I'm not going to convince you why I'm not doing this. You have to convince me why you want me to do it. It's not my job to justify my no. My no is a standard. My no is my right as an American. You can try to convince me otherwise. You can try to use argument and reasoning. But if you're just going to use force to drive past that no, to destroy that no, to force me to say yes, then you're on the wrong side, frankly. This no is absolute. I think that's great. Just say no. A worldwide campaign. Very good idea, Douglas. Let's go on to the next call. Looks like we have Alex in Michigan. Thanks for calling in. Alex, you are on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Harrison.
Sure.
As you know, I'm not afraid to say I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I love his Holy Spirit, and I love Ashton Birdie. Praise God she heard my proposal.
Okay.
I love you, Ashton.
All right.
And I just wanted
thanks,
to
Alex.
Give me
thank
one.
You. Thank you so much.
About.
Let's go to Matt in New York, who has some T-shirt ideas. Vaccines turn off the immune system. Good idea, Matt. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, man? I just wanted to quick couple T-shirt ideas for you guys. One should say, rewriting God's genetic code. What could go wrong? Question mark, dot, 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 on the other side of barren planet. That's one idea.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, how about we get some pro-immune system shirts out there? Pro-immune system, 99.7% effective, been around since creation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I saw somebody with one with a shirt that said, like, my mask is on the inside. I have an immune system. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, something like that, you know, along those lines. I just want to let everyone know that, you know, we entered the communist regime the minute Obama signed that you're allowed to use propaganda against the American people. We're not heading towards it. We're in it.
Oh,
unless
yeah.
We got to call out all our politicians. Did you sign on to this? Do you lie to your constituents? Are you part of this? We got to call these people out because we're going to be blowing smoke right up each other's rear ends with all these marches and all this BS. Unless we got to take back the political offices, and we got to call these people out and say, hey, Mr. Matt Gaetz, did you sign on to this bill? Are you down with this bill? Are you lying to me right now? Can I trust the word that you say when you have carte blanche to lie to me? I mean, this is ridiculous. We're living in wacko world. You know, what do you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, it goes along with everything else we're talking about, how, you know, but previously, I mean, it's not like they weren't influencing media, right? It's not like they weren't doing propaganda before with Operation Mockingbird. I mean, the intelligence agencies have had agents inside the mainstream media for decades and decades. Then Obama comes along and it's just like, all right, we're just going to do this in the open now, right? We just don't need to hide this anymore. You folks are going to love being propagandized too, right? Like, so it's just open. It's just yet another one of these things where it's like they've always done it in secret, and now it's gotten to the point that, yeah, we're just going to let you know that we're doing this, and you're not allowed to resist it. It's the wheel of conspiracy. The wheel of conspiracy turns. That's crazy. You're insane. That'll never happen. Then eventually we get around to, okay, that is happening, and you're insane for questioning it. It's typical, but that's a great idea. And Matt, make these T-shirts, man. We'll buy them. You gotta make them yourself. Well, hold on. I want to go to one more call before we close out. We have Henry in Chicago. Sorry, Matt, but very good call. Let's go to Henry. He also has a T-shirt idea. Lots of T-shirt ideas today. I love it. Henry in Chicago, you're on the air.
Hi. I said we got to make the mask. Masks are racist. And people ask because they're discriminating against you, just like they did in Germany when they made the Jews wear the yellow star. So I have a couple of buddies of my friends that went to a restaurant. They asked our mask. They said they're racist. And he sprang to the owner. They all took their mask off and people started clapping. So we need to start calling the corporations and the stores and everything, you racist because you want me to wear a mask. That's a racist statement. We should do the same thing that the leftists doing.
You're right. Yeah, yeah. Because what you're talking about is just taking the tactics of the left. I mean, you know, I talked about yesterday on the Sunday show. It's like the filibuster. Well, that's racist. Being against gun control, that's also racist. Like everything the left doesn't want is called racist. I know it's a cliche to say that, but it's like the way they're doing it now is so absurd and blatant. It literally is like, oh, you don't want D.C. to become a state? I guess you're racist. You don't want you want voter integrity? You must be a racist. So I love that. Masks are racist. And, you know, we don't need to explain it any more than they need to explain anything. And it's actually true. Masks are racist. They are a directed assault against a single race. The human race. That's right. It's an anti-human attack. They are racist against the human race. They are attempting to enslave all of us. Masks are racist. Hashtag masks are racist. You don't want to be racist, do you? Take the mask off.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now. 170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk and share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. Still a ton of great callers to get to in today's program, as well as a lot of, I don't know if they're great videos, but important videos to show you in today's program. So it'll be an exciting hour plus here in the remaining time that we have. And I'll dig into some of the stories that I mentioned during the Daily Dispatch as well. So if you are called in and are on the line, stay on there. Simon in Florida and Joy in Missouri. I'll get to you very shortly, but I hope you'll indulge me for a second as we watch this video. It was released by the New York Times. It's called the Fauci Awards. It's an award show for 2020. And my God, ladies and gentlemen, what sort of bizarro world are we living in? It's going to be hard for me to get through 5 seconds of this video without pulling my hair out and screaming at the top of my lungs. So let's see how much of this we can get through. Here is the New York Times celebrating, slathering over, worshiping with all of the hallmarks of deification our overlords in the medical establishment, Dr. Fauci, and the frontline workers. Roll the tape.
From New York, it's the Fauci Awards 2020.
Fauci Awards. The Fauci Awards.
Good evening, and welcome to the Faucis. We're following social distance rules, of course, so no audience tonight. But we won't let that stop us.
Why is he not wearing a mask?
Our extraordinary.
Why is this man not wearing a mask?
They're the doctors and scientists who keep our water clean, our restaurants safe. They stop outbreaks of disease and even keep mosquitoes from taking over.
What? All right, pause it. Pause it. Put your phones in. Hold on. Where do we begin? The Fauci Awards. Naming it after Anthony Fauci, of course, the overlord, the supreme emperor of medicine, the bureaucratic tool who has kept you locked down, has destroyed our economy, and has enforced measure after measure of total pointlessness that now they're finally revealing, doesn't help. Masks, CDC comes out, doesn't help. Stanford does a study, turns out masks don't help. Lockdown, may have been more negative. Turns out places that didn't lock down are actually doing better than the ones that did. Curious that, isn't it? Oh, the six foot distancing rule. It turns out it was made up by a high schooler in 2006 and has no basis in reality whatsoever. Thank you, Anthony Fauci. May I kiss your feet? How can I praise you? Shall I sacrifice a unblemished sheep to your pyre? What else do we need to do to honor Dr. Fauci? But the way this is framed, and he shows this image, if we can scroll back just a little bit so we can see this image of all of these they're not doctors, they're elected bureaucrats, or in some cases appointed bureaucrats. Here they are. One of whom is the highly unhealthy looking Secretary of Health for California. I notice they don't have the previous Secretary of Health for Pennsylvania on there. But it's not just that these people are bureaucrats in a job. It's not just that they're doctors employed to, give advice as to how to mitigate outbreaks or this sort. No. They, as he puts it, they keep your restaurants safe. They prevent disease. They stop mosquitoes from taking over the world. Without these people. Without these millionaire bureaucrats, we would all just die. We'd all just be living in filth. We wouldn't know how to wipe our own butts. We'd all just be drowning in mud and covered in mosquitoes and, shoving crayons up our nose. Without these people, it's these people that keep us safe. They keep our water clean. They keep the air fresh. They make the sun shine. They make bees pollinate flowers. They give to us health. It comes from them. My God, the way these people are being treated. But it gets worse. Listen to what he calls them. Because reminder here, these people that we're seeing on this screen, they are bureaucrats. They are incredibly highly paid. Anthony Fauci, the highest paid single government employee, I believe. I think those are the latest numbers. They just make millions, and they live in these, they work in these ivory towers, these marbled halls. They just issue unquestionable dictates while being continuously filleted by the mainstream media. Lives of complete privilege and the ability to dictate to the American people limitations on their every freedom, from their ability to move around, to just absolutely everything, unquestionable overlords in their ivory towers. But how does this scumbag from the New York Times explain it?
Mosquitoes from taking over. And in 2020, they're our frontline defense against COVID-19. Better year than this to celebrate their life-saving public service by giving out some of these?
Oh, I can think of a few ways. Hold on, let's pause that. I can think of a few ways to thank these people for what they've done. I don't think I'm allowed to say them on air, though. I don't know. Can I get charged for calling for defenestration? If I use a big enough word, will I get away with it? Amazing, isn't it? So they're the frontline workers, right? It's like the front line. You think the front line. You think like men charging through trenches. You think like landing on the beach of Normandy. Meanwhile, the politicians, like, swirling brandy and smoking cigars in their, you know, plush studies who sent them into war. And they're like, we have to celebrate these people. These are the real heroes. These are the frontline warriors. It's just some dude in a top hat with a monocle like, yes, I'm the soldier. I'm the hero here. Totally ridiculous. And did we even mention that he's like celebrating the fact that he's giving a speech to an empty hall? This man is in a room with another human being, and he's not wearing a mask. Arrest him immediately, please. Let's go back to the tape.
Hey, this isn't real.
Yeah, I know.
There's
none of it's real.
There's no ceremony for
yeah,
any of these.
And there's no.
There never was. Instead, they're getting a lot of this.
This mask mandate is ridiculous.
Oh, that's right.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
She needs to be fired. And you,
oh, that's
doctor,
right. They're
are
the
going
victims.
To be arrested for crimes against humanity.
Yeah, they're the victims here. Let's
oh,
pause it. Let's pause
There's
it.
More.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is more. They're the victims. I don't know if you understand. I don't know if you know this. But see, they can destroy your entire life. They can wreck your entire economy. They can drive suicide rates up to astronomical levels. They can collapse the entire small business infrastructure of the United States and move it wholesale into the hands of the trillionaires and the billionaires who are control absolutely everything. They can put a mask on your two-year-old child or throw you off a plane for daring to refuse. They can mandate experimental vaccines, make billions and billions of dollars off it, and be immune from any sort of recompense or any lawsuits against them. They can do whatever the hell they want, and you have to bend your knee. And if you dare even speak up against it, if you dare question them, if you dare perhaps raise your voice in the only way you possibly can at some small city council meeting, demanding that your child be let outside because he's a human being and that all of these measures are not only completely pointless and arbitrary, but actually negatively impact the health of the community, you're the bad one. Oh, you're making these poor millionaires suffer. They spent all year just being hounded and yelled at by the people whose lives they were destroying. Oh, poor people, poor babies. They should be allowed to destroy your lives without you being able to speak up at all. How dare you tell them that what they're doing is bad? How dare you point your finger at the person who has utterly destroyed your small business, who has driven you into bankruptcy, who has instituted a totalitarian takeover on this country? How dare you stand up? These people are heroes. This is unbelievable. Let's go back.
Owen County Health Department official has received death threats.
Death threat.
Two death threats.
She'd received threats.
Unprecedented. Personal attacks.
Perceived
numerous
threats.
Hostile threats.
Threatening to kill the Santa Clara County health officer.
More than 60 public health office officials have resigned, retired, or been fired since the pandemic began.
Better show them some recognition fast. So you know what? We're going to do this thing.
From You're not going to do crap. You're dumb and stupid
it's
and
pointless. The Fauci Awards
pointless.
2020.
Our first award recognizes outstanding efforts to protect workers from the coronavirus. Let's take a look at this year's winner.
Dr. Mark Wallace is everything you want in a public health official. 25 years of experience in Weld County, Colorado.
Yeah,
and
they really did this,
folks.
All right, we can go ahead and take it down. They really did this. They are seriously celebrating, honoring the people that have destroyed this entire nation over the last year. And they are demonizing and vilifying the regular American citizen who is vocal about their disappointment in this, about their disagreement with their overlords. Just absolute sickening obeisance to the medical tyranny that we're under. Truly incredible. Thank you, New York Times, for reminding us to stay in our place and allow our entire way of life to be destroyed by some fool in a lab coat.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 Worldwide, 1776 Worldwide, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
What a world. What a world. What a bizarre, strange world that we find ourselves in right now, folks. Must be nice. Must be nice. Just like, can you imagine? I struggle. I'm a very empathetic person. I usually am very good at putting myself in the mindset of someone I even very strongly disagree with. I can still empathize. I can imagine what it's like to be some of the people that I disagree with so much. I cannot imagine what it's like to watch that video of the New York Times doing the Fauci Awards and just thinking it was cool. Just thinking, like, this is great. Like, what is that? What is going on in their minds? Like, what do normal people think when they see this? I can't fathom. There's a quote I saw on Twitter. Just a random Twitter user. I couldn't tell you the name of the guy or whatever. I just saw it in passing. And I think this phrase like 20 times a day now. And it's so funny. The guy said, the mind scarcely dares to boggle. It boggles the mind. The mind scarcely dares to boggle. My mind is thoroughly boggled after having watched that. I can't. I don't understand. I can't fathom what these people think is happening or what do they think when they watch this? I don't know. I cannot tell you. Incredible. So much more to talk about in today's program as well. We have started the third hour, believe it or not, and we still have many video clips to play you and phone calls to get to. But I have a patriotic duty to perform for my fellow Austinites, my fellow Texans. So everybody else can disregard this for the moment, but I have to speak now to the people of Austin. Austin's Proposition B is a prohibition on camping and limiting solicitations in public areas. Prop B requires camping areas to be specifically designated rather than the lawless situation that we have now. This is the so-called solution to homelessness proposition. You can find information about it at SaveAustinNowPAC.com. And this vote is happening on May 1st. Election Day is next Saturday. Election Day is Saturday, May 1st, and Proposition B must pass. Yes on Proposition B. If you are in Austin, you must go vote yes on Proposition B. If you know somebody in Austin, you must call them now and tell them, vote yes on Proposition B. Proposition B simply gets back to where we were before. Yeah, early voting is going on right now until tomorrow, the crew is telling me in my ear, but Election Day is Saturday, May 1st. We have to stand up for our city because, as I said, things were normal. We had homeless people, but not too many of them, you know. They were fine. It was, you know, it's not that big of an issue. Parts of downtown were a little bit unusable because of the homeless shelter that's right in the middle of downtown. You know, we had a little bit of a problem, but it wasn't unmanageable. It didn't ruin large parts of the city until the government got involved, until they passed the camping law that allowed camping to take place on any public property except for City Hall. Oh, that's right. They exempted one property in all of Austin as being unable for people to vote to camp there. And it was City Hall. Oh, not where we work. Oh, our office building? No. You don't camp here. Everywhere else, you're allowed to camp. And it was after that vote that the homeless crisis in Austin exploded. This isn't a natural consequence of an unfortunate economy. This is a direct result of a law implemented by our city council. And now the people of Austin have had enough and we're trying to repeal it. So vote yes on Proposition B. Yes on Proposition B on May 1st in Austin. We can save this city.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said to me, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. If you've ever seen Lord of the Rings, we have a pretty good idea of what we do here. just metaphysically. Every time I sit at this desk, I feel like that scene at the end of Fellowship of the Rings, or Fellowship of the Ring, when it's just Aragorn against a horde of orcs. That's where we are now. I forgot to mention this in the last segment. Maybe we can tack this on, because this really shows you sort of the tactics, the strategy, and the feedback loop, negative response reaction that some of these liberal policies bring about. Volunteers take Austin's homeless to the polls to vote against Prop B. This weekend, several organizations are working to transport unhoused people downtown and take them to the polls to vote in the election. So, just so we're perfectly clear, the Austin City Council takes an issue that the city has, which is homelessness, which is not that big of a deal, not totally unmanageable, not flooding the streets, not causing a massive spike in crime, not causing raging fires to break out on highways once a week. This was back, in 2018 or so. Yeah, there were homeless people. And so the city said, we have a few homeless people here. Let's do something about it. Let's do something to help solve homelessness. So they implement a law that makes homelessness explode, that just massively increases homelessness. and massively increases all of the problems and issues that come along with a massive homeless population. Okay? This problem was manufactured from whole cloth by the Democrat policies. This is not just a natural consequence. And then they tell you, like, we need to do more to help homeless. So you open up Camping to Anywhere. You eliminate all of the panhandling laws. You suddenly have just like parks where children used to run around and play, suddenly just filled with needles and fires and, you know, drugged out vagrants, you know, sleeping on, you know, on the ground outside of your back fence. The neutral zone in between roads, that's what they call it in New Orleans. Just absolutely filled with tents and just drugged out zombies swaying in an addled haze. Crime skyrocketing, murders skyrocketing, constant issues of drug use and the violence that comes with it. Whole cloth, again, just completely fabricated by this law that was passed. Okay? So then you have thousands and thousands of people coming to Austin to take advantage of this. The population of homeless explodes in number. And then, you know, this was all done against the wishes of the Austin people. The people of Austin had no interest in this, but it passed anyway because our city council is populated by extremist socialists. And now there are organizations that are taking these thousands and thousands of homeless people who were brought here by this law to the polls to vote down a proposition to try to just reinstate the previous law, to try to get back to a semblance of control over our neighborhood streets. It's a self-perpetuating issue. In the same way that they'll use illegal immigrants, they'll use homeless people, they cause the problems that create a population that then they then use to perpetuate the problem. It is an Ouroboros. It is a cyclical fugue of chaos and destruction. Isn't that amazing? Volunteers take Austin's homeless to the polls to vote against Prop B. You know, we'll go out to phone calls here in just a second. I just want to say there's one city council member who is kicking butt in Austin, and her name is Mackenzie Kelly. And I made her a campaign video for her. And it got a lot of views and may very well have helped her to gain the office. Now, I'm not taking credit for this in any way. It was her commercial. She wrote it. She designed it. I just helped bring it to fruition. But I had a skill. I can edit. I can film. And I offered that for free. I said, hey, I want to make a difference in my local city. I really liked Mackenzie Kelly. I, you know, I'd seen her give speeches before. I thought she did a great job. And she may very well have been, you know, elected. She probably would have, you know, been elected without. But it was a tight race. And I like to think that I helped in some small part to bring a modicum of sanity to the city council in Austin. Of course, they wrote hit pieces smearing her, saying she hired an InfoWars person. No, I volunteered my time, and it doesn't even matter what I believe, because all the words were hers and the message was hers, and it's the message that people voted for. And one of the things she promised was to deal with the homelessness crisis. And time again on the council, you'll see 9 votes to 1, and that one vote is Mackenzie Kelly, and she's standing up for the police. She's standing up for the downtrodden of Austin. She's standing up against the, you know, socialist psychopaths that run our city. So I'm so proud of what Mackenzie Kelly has been able to do. It's like every day she's being honored by different organizations. She's making big splashes in the statewide GOP and the national party. She's a true fighter for liberty. And hopefully, you know, I can inspire other people to go out there and make a difference in their community. Find a city council candidate that you want to support and donate whatever you have. I, you know, happen to have a talent that's useful in a campaign, which is, you know, making this commercial that you're seeing here. So that's what I offered. But everybody has something they can give. Everybody has some talent, some connection, some organization they're connected to that they can bring to bear to try to get, and even if it's just one against nine, even if it's just that one council member that stands up for common sense and reason and the people of Austin against the socialist takeover, then you've done more than you know, just about anything else. So, you know, it can happen. It can work. It's, you know, all it takes is somebody just doing it. Just go out. And if you want to help somebody get elected, go help them get elected. Go change things. Go put in that one dissident vote into the city council to try to mitigate by some measure the absurdity that's taking place in your neighborhood, because it's happening all over the country. Austin is not completely unique in this. Everybody needs to be getting involved as much as they possibly can. Take it from me. I did it and it worked. Let's go now to the phone line. Simon in Florida has an interesting observation about Russia. Thank you so much for calling in. Simon, you are on the air.
Hello there, Harrison. You know, I don't waste your time. I normally call in with you or Owen and make quite detailed points that hopefully leads you in the right direction, like the info I gave you a couple of weeks ago about family endeavors. And
I remember, yeah, it was great. Contract.
Okay, so this is another really, really big story. So in his State of the Union speech to the Russian Federal Assembly last week, President Putin used some lines from an 1894 English book that was written by an author while he was living in America. And a lot of people thought that this was a insult to NATO and to the United States. And I was on two shows on Wednesday and Thursday, one for half an hour and one for 3 hours, explaining that it wasn't an insult, it was a warning. Now, that was picked up by several newspapers around the world that changed their stories from an insult to a warning. And later, the presidential press spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, confirmed that it wasn't an insult, it was a warning.
Wow. Okay, well, hold on. We're about to go to break here. You said you did 30 minutes in 3 hours. Unfortunately, we don't have that long, but I'm going to give you some time on the other side because you have intrigued me. So Putin gives a speech where he issues a quote from the 1898 book, Jungle Book, that was misinterpreted by the media as an insult. But now people are starting to realize that it was something much more sinister. I suppose it was a warning. I want to hear what that quote is and what Simon's interpretation of it is on the other side. So stay with us, folks. We'll get to the bottom of what we're talking about here.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
So if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, the caller, Simon from Florida, has called in with another great piece of information that I must have just totally missed. So you're saying that Vladimir Putin gave a speech where he quoted the Jungle Book, and that this quote was misinterpreted by the world's media and the world's press. You had a different interpretation of that and have been explaining some of this on various shows. And now some media has come around to the way of your thinking. And actually, a Russian official has sort of confirmed your interpretation of this quote. What was the quote, Simon, and what was your interpretation of it?
President Putin talked about little tabaquis surrounding Shere Khan and howling to appease their sovereign, and then specifically said that Kipling was a great writer.
Right.
So the author was Rudyard Kipling. He wrote the book, The Jungle Book, in 1894 while he was living in Vermont. And a tabaqui is a golden jackal, but its meaning of the word tabaqui in Hindi is translated as a dish-licking dog. So people thought that that was an insult to the member states of NATO in Ukraine. And then Shere Khan in the story is the kind of evil tiger. The name in Hindi means tiger king, but he's actually crippled. And both of the characters, one has his back broken and the other one has his neck snapped. So it was originally thought that just because one was a cripple and one was a dish-licking dog, that they were insults. And it was a riposte to Biden calling Putin a killer, as you will recall happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the meaning. The meaning was more linked to the fate of those two characters. Now, after one of those calls, another caller called in and gave an obscure insult to me. And in the middle of the night, I woke up puzzled by the use of that obscure insult. I did some internet research, and it turned out to be related to a 1955 secret U.S. conference that led to a three-year U.S. nuclear weapons development program. And those weapons were installed in one of the nuclear submarines that I had talked about during the broadcast that I made last week. Now, since then, I found that the presidential spokesman of Vladimir Putin has also quoted another passage from a Kipling poem called Tommy. Putin has made quotes from the Jungle Book and Kipling works on many occasions. And indeed, there's a quote from him saying that he was his joint favorite author and that he immersed himself in his works. They seeped into his soul and determined his fate. And whilst he's been president or prime minister for the last 21 years, he's continuously been in office for 21 years, I've now identified 17 multi-billion dollar strategic Russian weapon systems that have been named after characters or items in the works of Rudyard Kipling, including several classes of nuclear submarines and many, many missile systems. For example, the Oscar, Leader, and Yasan class of nuclear submarines, and the Iskander, Caliber, and Koala, and Tor missile systems. And there are 10 other multi-billion dollar systems.
So you think this reference to the Kipling book Jungle Book by Putin was sort of a veiled reference to their nuclear armament then?
Well, yes, in part, but in particular, in his speech, he actually referenced several weapon systems, and he had actually done this before in his speech in 2018, and nobody, including myself, noticed that actually several of those weapon systems were named after characters or items from the works of Rudyard Kipling, not just the Jungle Book, but also some of the other physical objects that he had written about in his books. So, for example, one of the systems that he talked about in his speech, as well as making the direct reference to the characters, is their brand new, newest missile system. It's called the RS-28 SAM-RAT, spelt like it sounds, SAM and RAT. So I searched and searched and searched to find where SAM-RAT is linked to Kipling or one of his characters. And it was a little more obscure than I originally thought, and it took me a long time to find it. So it turned out that there's an Indian author called Sam-Rat Chowdhury. And can you guess the name of the book that he's most famous for? Probably not. Okay, this blew me away. It's called The Urban Jungle Book, a modern reinterpretation of Kipling's The Jungle Book. That's the name of their newest nuclear missile system. And that author is very famous for that book. And it's called The Urban Jungle Book as opposed to The Jungle Book.
All right, so you're dropping a lot of very intriguing breadcrumbs here, but I'm not sure I'm getting the whole picture. I mean, it's all very interesting, and I like your interpretation of this comment about the dog surrounding the old injured lion. But wrap this up for us in a nice bow here, Simon. What are you hinting at? Because we have seen recently from China and from Russia and even from our own State Department. In fact, here's a story from last week, April 20th. Nuke alert. Strategic Command warns Biden administration must prepare for nuclear war with conflicts that could escalate rapidly. So this is the first time in a long time, outside of North Korea's, belligerence, that world leaders are talking about nuclear exchange and a nuclear war being on the table. But help us wrap this up in the last minute of this segment, Simon. What's your final word on this?
Not only has Putin been communicating with Kipling's work, his presidential spokesman has, and one of his domestic spokesmen has, even for the domestic audience in 2017 in Russia. But surprisingly, and I wondered whether this was the case, the U.S. government has actually been communicating back using the Jungle Book. So you may have heard what the U.S. Air Force does when they line up all their planes fully loaded and they just trundle them down the airfield. And then they say that they did an elephant walk as a show of force. Yeah. Well, that phrase is from the Jungle Book, the elephant walk. And they've been doing that to Iran and China and Russia on the bases in Guam and Diego Garcia. They take pictures and then they explicitly explain what it is. And they actually, the actual phrase in the Jungle Book is the elephant march. But it was changed in 1962 by Henry Mancini. He needed a word that rhymed with talk. So march was changed to walk.
Interesting stuff. We're going to break here, Simon, but that's very intriguing. The world leaders using veiled Rudyard Kipling references to communicate threats and insults to one another. Interesting. Very interesting.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying our super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 4, verse 9, then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, still in today's program, I will bring you the video of Arthur Pawlowski faced once again with police, this time a SWAT team showing up to his church in Canada. We'll show you that clip as well as a similar thing occurring in Ireland, of all places. But first, I want to go out to the phone lines. We have Joy in Missouri, who has a very interesting story that occurred to her, and I'm very curious about this. Thanks so much for calling in, Joy. You are on the air.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning, Joy.
I want to tell you about something very odd and semi-creepy that happened on Friday. I was in Independence, Missouri at what is called the Square, which is their little downtown. Foot traffic. Oh, wait. That's where Harry Truman, UN treaty, used to come from, right? Anyway, I'm walking on a public sidewalk, and a police officer approaches and says that if I'd like to, I may have a free COVID shot. And he tells me, you know, this little van-type thing right ahead is the fire department, and they'll be administering free shots if I'd like. So when I came back out after I said, no, I won't be taking it, his partner in the vehicle came across the street to approach, and then the fire department person came out of the van-type thing and walked toward me. It was a little creepy.
Yeah.
Thought you'd like to know. Sounds like a pre-mandatoryism.
Did they, did either of these other two guys say anything to you? So you're walking down the street. They have a free COVID tent set up or truck set up where you can go in and get the COVID vaccine. And a police officer is walking around trying to entice people to go get a free vaccine. And so you said no. And did they say anything to you afterwards when they came up to you?
Well, I basically didn't
give them the time of day.
After that, I basically told him I won't be taking. I already had COVID, and I already know what's in it. I didn't tell him that. I don't even know if they looked up my car. I have my InfoWars stickers in the windows, so, you know. And then I asked him about one more thing. How do I get some more of this personal defense spray? And he told me where to go locally and that I might want to invest in bear spray. It's better. And that was about it. And then the fire department worker came out of that little bus type van thing and walked toward me, oh, I don't know, maybe 30 feet away from his vehicle. And then the partner of the police officer who was out on the public sidewalk enticing people, he said, oh, it's your choice. You don't have to. And I thought, boy, that doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah, that's very weird. Yeah, I had not heard of that. You know, it is kind of interesting because I've seen videos posted recently of there's a guy who's filming. I think he's filming from a balcony, and he's filming down where they have something like similar to what you're describing, trucks set up, temporary sort of tent building set up for free COVID shots, and it's empty. And the guy filming is narrating and saying, you know, I've been watching this for hours and nobody has come through. So. You know, I think they're disappointed that their propaganda isn't working better. And I even saw it on Fox News where they're like 22% of people say they're not getting the vaccine. Well, what is wrong with them? Why not? I mean, they're getting frustrated that people aren't falling for this. Even not just giving it away for free, giving you a free donut, like actually incentivizing you to go get the shot. And still people who are awake and aware just go, no, it goes back to that, what that caller said earlier, you know, just say no, just no, I don't want it. And you're not going to give it to me. Well, that's
very. Well, I tell the officer that I won't be taking it. And I'm pretty sure you're not either. And he just smiled, even though he was wearing a mask. You could see he was smiling.
That's funny.
So Anyway, but as soon as I declined the second opportunity, they pretty much rolled up and went away, took their little bus type thing, and police officers leave, and just odd.
Oh, that's very odd. Very, very odd indeed. Of course, they say they say free, but Joel, you know you're still paying for it, right? You know this is being paid for by your tax dollars, right? I mean, billions of dollars pouring into the pharmaceutical companies, just so you're aware. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and I warn as many people as I can, please don't take the vaccine because it's A, not a vaccine. It's an mRNA messenger system that will reprogram your body. I've sent them links. I've sent them texts. I beg people. Only maybe two people have told me, thank you so much, I won't be taking it now. But
well, that's
the rest
good.
Of them are just sort of looking around at me like, what? Aren't you going to take it? You're supposed to. I said, no, I'm not. I said, there are a lot of bad things in there, and God already said, don't take it, because there's a lot of stuff in there he wouldn't want you to put into your body.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's how I leave it with some people.
Well, that's great. You know, it's very strange. Police officers trying to push the vaccine on people. Very interesting development. Thanks so much for the call, Joy.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Let's go to Andrew in Philadelphia. Ballot doublespeak. What is this about, Andrew? Andrew in Philadelphia, you're on the air.
Great. What's going on, Harrison? How are you?
How you doing, man?
Good. All right. So on May 18th in Pennsylvania, we're having a primary election, and there's going to be a series of questions that are going to be on the ballot for the election that are going to be amendments to the Constitution, the state Constitution. And there's all kinds of doublespeak going on with these questions. That's a huge problem. So basically, the first two ballot questions have to do with limiting emergency powers of the governor, which are things that all conservatives want to vote yes to. But the last two questions, Republican leadership is telling conservatives to vote yes to, but it's going to create a slew of problems. The third question states, shall the Pennsylvania Constitution be amended by adding a new section providing that equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged because of an individual's race or ethnicity? And explicitly they say individual and not citizen. So we have the pretext being laid with these amendments that are going to be on the ballot for illegal immigrants to be granted amnesty and full rights in the state of Pennsylvania. And Republican leadership is telling the conservative voters to vote yes as a feel-good measure to compromise with the Democrats for getting the first two questions on the ballot.
Interesting. So essentially what the way they're trying to portray this is, if you deny an illegal immigrant a right or a privilege that is reserved for American citizens, they're going to claim, oh, you are being racist, you are being biased, you are being discriminatory against their race or their ethnicity. That's why you're stopping it. And I mean, that makes perfect sense with everything else that they do. I mean, right, they're literally claiming it's racist to say, you know, I want a nation with borders, even though that is, you know, the most basic function of a government. So that's a very interesting observation that they're going to put this law that sounds great. Yeah, nobody wants, you know, anybody to be discriminated against because of their race. But the way that they're wording it is leaving open the door for them to use that as justification for permitting illegal immigrants, non-citizens, citizens of other countries to come into Pennsylvania and reap all of the benefits that are reserved for American citizens. Is that right?
How that's going to be protected if it gets passed, which it likely will, because, again, Republican leadership is telling conservatives to vote yes to this as a feel-good measure. Of course, Democrats are going to vote yes to this. So this is likely going to pass, turning Pennsylvania potentially into a sanctuary state, which is going to be hugely problematic. But it will be protected by the Pennsylvania Constitution. And in order to repeal, there's almost a disclaimer that's written into the language, which you can check out if you look this up on the PA.gov website. But in a nutshell, it's basically saying that there's going to be a special session that will need to get called to repeal it, which will make it nearly impossible to repeal. There's also some language in there that hints that this kind of supersedes the federal constitution, which, of course, the state constitutions always kind of take precedence over the federal constitution.
Well,
of the federal constitution, which is obviously one of the objectives of the globalists and the Democrats.
Yeah, of course. We're running out of time here, Andrew. So the GOP is telling people to vote yes on this. You say no. What do you know the exact proposition that people should vote no on?
It's going to be the third question on the ballot, and it says, shall Pennsylvania Constitution be amended by adding a new section providing that the equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged?
All right, folks, so the third question, it's on May 18th. There is an election in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. So if you are there, if you know people there, spread the word. Let them know the poison pill embedded in this, and get out there and vote on May 18th. Vote no to this third question. Thank you, Andrew, for bringing to our attention.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control Big Pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and ban that video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You know, folks, when the pandemic first hit, when it was first unveiled to the American people that COVID-19 was, in fact, happening, there was a great rush of many opportunistic people to take advantage of this, and you saw a lot of sudden corporations sprout up selling things like hand sanitizer. And I don't know if you've used some of this low quality hand sanitizer. It like leaves your hands all sticky. It smells awful. Like it smells like not even like alcohol, like it's the strongest alcohol smell you've ever smelled, like paint thinner almost. And it, again, it just leaves your hands sticky. It dries them out. It's not good. And that's like everywhere now. And it's kind of gross. So I thought I'd tell you about a product, InfoWarsStore.com, that is not on sale right now, unfortunately. I mean, it's not on greater sale than normal. Normally, it retails for about $20, but it's about $5 off. It's $14.95, and it is well worth it because this is not the chemical goo that, you know, people have hastily bottled and sold as hand sanitizer. This stuff is amazing, absolutely amazing, and I was using some of it yesterday at my desk. I have a bottle at my desk. I have a bottle in my car. My wife has a bottle in her purse. It's a perfect small size that fits in the purse, but it lasts for a long time because it's a spritzer. So it really only a small amount of this organic hand sanitizer comes out each time. So you can actually, these bottles will last a while in just normal everyday usage, but it's incredibly useful. It's a product I use all the time. That we have in my house, I am, I prefer the eucalyptus smell. It smells amazing. It smells really, really good. My wife likes the lavender smell. This one is the peppermint, and it smells amazing. So it's Imrix Essentials Organic Hand Sanitizer. So don't go with the, like I said, the chemical sludge, the chemical goo, the paint thinner that they're selling you, as hand sanitizer. This stuff is a spritzer. It smells amazing. Literally, it just smells like a perfume. And it really is fantastic. It is small size, so it can fit in a car without taking up too much space. It can fit in your pocket, really, if you want to just carry it around. It can definitely fit in a purse or a small bag. You can take it with you. If you go and eat, you can spray your hands before you eat. And again, it smells like sunshine, to be honest with you. Like, it smells so good. And it's 100% natural aromatherapy herbal sanitizing spray. It's free of all chemicals, including SLS and similar sulfates. It's free of all synthetic sulfocants, detergents, parabens, synthetic scents, and it's free of artificial fragrances and preservatives. So again, even the smell is not some, peppermint-like extract, batch Z94, like no, it's peppermint. It's delicious, flavorful peppermint or lavender or eucalyptus. So it smells amazing, cruelty free. It's good for vegans, veterinarians, vegetarians. Hey, it's good for veterinarians too, I imagine. But there you go. So, usually I like to just cover what's on sale because I know people love sales, and some of our sales, you're really getting a great deal on. But you don't have to wait for the sales. And we have a lot of products on the site right now that you'll use every single day. You'll really appreciate. You'll let other people use it, and they'll go, oh my God, it smells so good. I mean, when we first got these and they were making a commercial for them, the whole office was like perfumed. It smelled amazing. The office has never smelled as good as the day that Imrix Essentials first released this organic hand sanitizer. And we were spraying it around the office, and it just smelled absolutely amazing. And it's very useful, good for you. And now every time you have to use some of that alcoholic paint thinner style hand sanitizer, just be thinking, man, I could be using Imrix Essentials. I could be using the power of herbs to what is this? What is this? The latest product has dropped. Ladies and gentlemen, at the beginning of this program, that Bodies bottle was blacked out. But I guess it's now it's now on the docket for the restocked and reloaded sale. So if you are looking to get things on sale, Bodies is now up to, let's see, is it 50% or 40% off there with the restocked and reloaded sale? You have Alpha Power, Prostaguard, Pure Turmeric Extract, the Winter Sun Vitamin D3 Plus, and 50% off. There you go. Bodies now 50% off. Man, that is one that is a lot of people's favorite. People call in and go, hey, when are you getting Bodies back? Hey, it's back, folks. just dropped as of like an hour ago. It's 60-day supply for $29.95. Turmeric extract, really fantastic. You know, I was one of the testers for this when we first got it. They asked if we had any volunteers to try out the products, and I tried Bodies and really, really liked it and really thought it helped. You know, I spend most of my day hunched over a computer and it's not good for my back. So I really liked taking Bodies. Maybe I'll grab a bottle now that it's back in stock. Back in stock and the restocked and reloaded, up to 50% off Vaso Beats, Winter Sun Plus, Bodies, ProstGuard, and the Pure Turmeric Extract, as well as Alpha Power. So InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's go to this video. This is Artur Pawlowski. He's the Canadian pastor of Polish extraction. He was on the show when he first confronted the jackbooted thugs that were attempting to shut his church down on Easter. I asked him at the time, what do you think comes next? Do you think they're just going to leave you alone now? And he said, no, they'll come again. They'll come again, and I'll do it again. I will drive them out again. Like, you know, in the model of Jesus driving out the money changers from the temple, here is a true hero driving out the secular thugs that are attempting to shut down his religious rights. And so good to see him stand up again. We'll try to get him back on the show to tell us the story behind this video. But here he is, Artur Pawlowski, driving out the Nazi thugs.
Yes. Oh. Hello, Walter.
Hi, Arthur. I wonder if I could just give you a copy of the report order. This is for you. It basically outlines the fact we have the right to enter today. What I would really...
Look at that body armor.
You don't have to get into a personal space.
Well, you're in my personal space.
Can I explain to you, Arthur?
People,
I'm not really interested in what you have to say.
Surrounding his church.
I'm reading.
Okay. What we'd want to do is make sure that we're not going to disrupt anything in the service. The idea
is... you have a wrong. What? This is not street church. This is not street church. You have a wrong...
Both things are actually on there. Both churches are detailed on there. So if we could come and do
the cave of Adullam is not a registered organization, and this is not street church. So you have a wrong. You gotta do your homework first before you come. Okay? You have a wrong organization.
Okay, that is for you, Arthur. I will send it to you by email too, if you'd like. I just wanted to be able to come today and then at least explain the order, serve the order, and then we can stand at the back.
No, you can contact. No. You can contact my lawyer. Okay, my lawyer takes care of this. I'm not interested to listen to any word you have to say.
The guy on the left, the police officer, is zooming in on Arthur.
I do not talk to the Nazis. You came in your uniforms like thugs. That's what you are. Brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. You're
Nazi. Do you see they're being filmed by the police?
Communist.
He's got a Zoom camera.
I do not cooperate with Nazis.
Right there on the left.
Talk to my lawyer. You're not allowed here. You're not welcomed here. And I'm not going to cooperate with Gestapo like you, okay?
Bravo.
Is that enough for you? Talk to my lawyer.
I just wanted to explain a little bit about the order.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested in talking.
You see,
this is what the Gestapo is doing. You're coming to the place of worship to intimidate and to harass. So you can make an appointment. Ladies,
they're not coming to intimidate.
You can make an appointment.
Body armor, SWAT guys surrounding, filming him, zooming in on him.
Another day! Not this day! Not this day! Not during the church!
This is Canada!
Make an appointment! Okay, so go!
See you later on. Have a good day.
You are sick. That's what you are.
Oh, I love
rightly
this.
Rightly so, you change your uniforms to black because you're exactly acting like the Gestapo.
Oh, man. I love that guy, man. I love it, dude. They surround his church with guys wearing body armor, full SWAT gear, the gloves. There's one guy with a camera filming, zooming in on him. They're like, we're not here to intimidate you. Just come to court. You are being punished. You are being destroyed. Amazing. And, of course, what they expect is what they get from probably most other people, which is just like, Okay, sorry. Oh, be in court? Okay, yes, ma'am. Retreat. Not Pawlowski, man. Pawlowski just, boom, kicking the door open like, what do the Nazis want this time? What do you scumbags want? I don't deal with Gestapo. I don't talk to the jackbooted thugs attempting to disrupt and prevent my worship. Amazing stuff. We got to get him back on, man, because what a hero. Man, if we just had, I don't know, how many were we, 1,000? 1,000 Archer Pulowskis? That might be overkill. That might be too much. Maybe just 100 of these guys spread across America, and we'd be in a different world right now. Stand up, folks. It's your last chance. They're trying to take it all away.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done, and just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.